From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish in Washington. A series of blasts in Thailand's southern provinces Thursday and Friday has killed at least four people and wounded dozens more. The explosions occurred in the seaside resort towns of Hua Hin and Phuket, among other nearby towns. At this point, police spokesman says terrorism is not expected.
It's too soon to jump to any conclusion as to what may have caused the incident. But what we know for sure is that the incident do not link directly with any kinds of terrorism. It's in fact the local sabotage by which we are trying to identify those suspects who are behind the scene.
In a recent referendum, millions of Thais voted to approve a junta-backed constitution that the country's military leaders say opens the way to new elections, what critics see as legitimizing the military's role in the government for many years to come. Speaking at an event honoring the birthday of the Queen of Thailand, Interim Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha called the attacks an attempt to destabilize the country. Team USA's men's swimming veteran Michael Phelps and women's swimming star Katie Ledecky look to continue their dominance on Friday and close out the swimming portion of the Olympics on top. Phelps, fresh off a gold medal performance in the 200-meter medley on Thursday, competes in the 100-meter butterfly, while Ledecky will end the night with the 800-meter freestyle. Women's football, or soccer, heads into the quarterfinals with the U.S. taking on Sweden in the morning. Later, Germany and China will face off. Canada plays France in the afternoon, and Brazil faces Australia in the evening. This is VOA News. The United Nations is investigating allegations that the Syrian government has used toxic gas in rebel-held areas of Aleppo. At least four people are reported dead in the alleged chlorine attack, and many others are hospitalized with breathing difficulties. Stefan de Mistura, the UN Special Envoy for Syria, said Thursday that, if confirmed, the chlorine attack would constitute a war crime.
We have a special UN and other organization addressing that. But if it did take place, it is a war crime. Mm. And as such, it would require everyone, all co-chairs and everyone else, to address it immediately.
The government of President Bashar al-Assad has a history of using toxic gas on its opponents, so the allegations are taken very seriously. Ukrainian troops are on high alert as tensions rise with Russia. Some experts say the timing is ripe for a conflict because with the U.S. involved in a tumultuous election and Europe reeling from Brexit and the refugee crisis, the world's attention is elsewhere. VOA's Carolyn Pasuti explains.
Now the Ukrainian military is on high alert, fearful of another conflict with Russia. Moscow shut off three crossings at the Crimea-Ukraine border last week. Kiev accuses Russia of massive troop buildups in the Donbas region and along the border shared by the two countries. But Russia accuses Ukraine of provocations by planning raids in Crimea. Moscow released video of a suspected saboteur accused of planning to bomb infrastructure in Crimea. President Vladimir Putin says it's a terror tactic. Experts say the West needs to provide a united front to help defuse the tension. One goes so far as to say Western politicians should at least start paying attention. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News, Washington.
In American politics, Donald Trump stated Friday that he was only being sarcastic when he said that President Obama founded the terror group Islamic State, and he blamed the news media for misrepresenting him by taking his statement seriously. His absurd accusation brought him under fire from not only the media, but from members of his own party. And for the second time this week, a group of prominent Republicans released a statement saying they will not support him for president. Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, was in Michigan, where she formally unveiled her economic plans. They include creating millions of jobs, rebuilding crumbling roads, bridges, and ports, and taking away tax breaks for U.S. companies that move jobs overseas, as well as making college and child care more affordable. In a rare agreement with Trump, Clinton said she opposes the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from